It's very easy, in a way, to sort of pick off the media for its forms of representation of women in sport. Are there any positive stories? Are there areas in the British media where there has been some genuine innovation in the coverage of women's sport?
In terms of the mainstream media, I'm not sure that there's been a radical shift, and we measure media coverage year on year, and it's actually gone down over the last year.
What about the coverage of netball by Sky? They seem to have made quite an effort to, first of all, just televise the sport and find ways of televising the sport that is appealing to the viewer. And it is unquestionably, of all team games, this is the game most closely identified with women. And, you know, they've put it out there on Sky One and Sky Two.
Absolutely true. A good example, and we want to see much more of that. Setanta have bought the rights for women's football off of the BBC, so that is now a big question as to whether they will continue to promote that, because women's football was drawing in much, much bigger audiences.
What about non-traditional media? Is there any more room in that area for a different kind of coverage of women's sport?
There is, and there's some interesting stuff coming through. So there's a new online magazine called Sport Sister that's aimed exclusively at the women's market, and it is for women who love sport, love playing sport, watching sport, also carries brands of clothing and so on. And as an organisation with Nike, actually, we've just had a lunch with the editors of some of the big women's magazines, which was fascinating. And a really big breakthrough for us would be to get the Marie Claires and the Grazias and so on, seeing that actually there could be a place for women in sport in their magazine, and it isn't all about well-being and therapy and spa pampering treatments. And I think 2012 is a powerful driver, because it is the time actually when you do see women do sport, because it isn't football. And Kelly Holmes is, of course, the face of the last Olympics, and the fact that she's a woman and a black woman is amazing, because you just generally don't get either of those groups coming through very much.
It's interesting that you brought the issue of ethnicity and race up, because it seems to me there are interesting parallels between the struggle for equality on grounds of gender in sport and on grounds of race. Black athletes have been struggling for over 100 years now to be fully accepted within sports culture, and they've battled many of the same problems to do with negative stereotypes, practices of exclusion and so on. What strikes me about the struggles around issues of race is that it has its 1968 moment, when Tommy Smith, the 200 metre gold medalist, and John Carlos, the bronze medalist, stood on the podium at Mexico City and, during the playing of the American national anthem, raised their fists in what became interpreted as a Black Power salute. An iconic moment that blew open the issue of race and sport and inequality, and it's never been forgotten. It remains a kind of cry and a plea for freedom. Has women's sport yet to find its Tommy Smith?
It's interesting, isn't it, that that hasn't happened, and you do wonder why, because it is really quite scandalous that women are given such short shrift in sport. I mean, I wonder whether it's a sort of reflection on feminism in society more widely, and I think it has been going through a period where an awful lot of people have either just assumed that everything is going to be all right, or if things aren't, just then think, well, this is just how things are, it's just a natural state of affairs. And you see that in the commentary, you know, people will just say, but women are rubbish at sport, as if that's just a matter of fact, and it's not challenged. All too often when the media does talk about women's sport, it's because someone has said something that is just so outrageously sexist. It happens all the time. I think it was my first week in this job that Mike Newell blamed losing a game on the female lineswoman. Deeply irrational kind of thought process, but that hit the press, and we actually went and gave him a bunch of flowers, because the FA had more calls for women wanting to be referees and lineswomen because of that, because they didn't know they could be. So we actually did the women a service. But as an organisation, we're trying to pull the thing into focus a bit more. It's not quite the thing you're talking about. I think an athlete would need to do that. I think Billie Jean King is the one that is most associated with the fight for women's equality in sport. But we're trying to bring some political pressure. We're convening a commission on the future of women's sport that's going to bring some senior people to come and look at some of the big barriers. One is around leadership.
What is the state of the gender breakdown of the leadership of sports organisations in this country?
Well, there are only four governing bodies that have a female chief executive out of the hundreds that there are, so it's tiny. FA, cricket, cycling, no women on any of its boards or executives.
Final question. You mentioned that you have a vision for an active society and active women in that society. Let's imagine 10 years from now things go as you would like them to do. How different will our sports culture look like at all levels?
I'd like sport in this country to be about more than elite sport, so it remembers that it was about recreation and about socialising and about community and people having fun together. a society that actually raises girls to aspire to be active and to see being active and fit as being beautiful, so that they don't stop, literally stop and atrophy when they hit puberty. I'd love to see women's football on the telly on a Saturday afternoon alongside men's football, and for those football players to be paid and have women sports women as household names in the way that so many of the male sports people are, so it becomes a completely normal and natural state of affairs, so that if you are a sporty girl, you don't feel like you're the odd girl in the group. It's completely normal.
Thank you very much, Sue.
My pleasure. Thank you.